Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Monday afternoon. Thanks so much for being with us. We'll get back into the big story of the day in just a couple of minutes. The Super Bowl is set.
Down in the NOLA.
That's right, down in New Orleans.
In the NOLA.
Assume all the snow's melted by now.
Where it always should be.
We would have to think so. Chiefs and Eagles rematch of a couple of years ago.
That was in Arizona, right?
I don't know.
I think that one was in Arizona.
I'm so bad at remembering. Unless it's here.
Right.
Or the team that we cover, root for, whatever is in it. I'm not good at remembering where they are anymore.
I think it was in Arizona.
Because they kind of rotate now, and then every once in a while there's a random one because there's a new stadium, right? Some billionaire builds a new stadium, and they're like, we'll do this one in
Dallas
Minnesota.
Has Dallas ever had the Super Bowl?
I think so. I think Jerry World had it.
Did Jerry World?
I think when it was new, I think they got one.
Oh, okay. Because
that's kind of what it is. It's part of the deal, right? If you get it built, you get
they
a Super Bowl in it. Yeah, you build
come.
It, they'll come.
They will come.
Even if it's in Minnesota or New York, they did a Super Bowl outside. Yeah. Remember that?
Oh, God, yes.
They did one in Detroit
one time.
In
Jacksonville.
Yeah. Oh, you God, build a stadium, they'll...
Who you want? They didn't come in that trip. They didn't come in that trip.
Say again?
They didn't come in for that one.
They didn't?
In Jacksonville? No.
Why not?
I don't know. I'm talking, that's what I was...
The desires are the same.
I was young and everything, running around in them Super Bowl streets. Yeah, wasn't nobody there. Huh. It was people, but them fangs went out there.
Right.
Yeah, them fangs. Now, them fangs was in Houston.
Sure.
Yes, sir. Them big red bones, boy.
I would imagine.
Oh, whoa. That tattoo on their leg right there. Buddy. I love New Orleans Super Bowls. I just do. It's always fun and everything down there. And it's going to be two great fan bases.
Yep.
They've been around each other before, so it ain't gonna be well, obviously, it's gonna be some scraps probably.
Oh, there'll be fights.
Yeah, there'll be fights and everything. Yeah. But I mean, just going back to the sky was falling. Can the Eagles, they were 2-2, can they, and they found out a way. And then, this boring, always win by one possession team and the Kansas City Chiefs, Pat Mahomes doesn't do this, blah, 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 blah. And now they asked, they're both in the Super Bowl.
They had the Super Bowl at Jerry World in 2011. Okay, so pretty much right after it got built.
Yeah, and so, yeah.
Yeah, no, it's a great reminder of a couple of different things. More than anything is that seasons are long.
Yeah.
Football seasons are really long, and I know they seem like they fly by, but 17 games is a lot. And sometimes it takes teams with new pieces time to click. The Chiefs are a different situation than that. Championship pedigree like that, you just have to trust it. If they're going to win by 1 point every single week, they're going to win. And they're going to be 15-2. They don't care.
You remember last week?
They just want to win the game and keep it moving.
You remember last week when they were talking, what do they do? They take the field goal.
Yeah.
That's what they do.
And that's exactly what they did.
Yep, they take the field goal.
And they won by three.
Yep.
And then they trusted their defense to get a stop, and their defense got a stop.
But that's what I'm saying.
When they needed it most.
Josh Allen had 3 minutes, 2 timeouts.
Yeah.
3 minutes and 2 timeouts. First play, they throw a slip screen. Great pursuit by him. If he can get out of ankle tackle, he's got it. Mm-hmm. Bam. Then you go second down. Ball's batted down. And then I forgot the third down play. And then the fourth down play, they ain't blitzed all day. Steve Spagnuolo hadn't blitzed all day.
Especially not from a corner who's covering a guy.
And then you think about it, Bunk, their responsibility because, once they go to put that the runner back or whoever that receiver was, who usually is the back, they put him in motion and took him out. It's but the thing with the young boy did was he held it so long.
McDuffie. Yeah,
he held it so long because he's standing over a guy. And usually, Coach Dooley taught me this a long time. He said, safeties lie, corners don't. Mm-hmm. Meaning, you can always tell them when the corner comes, but safeties lie and all this stuff. And for him to hold it as long as he did, and when the leg comes up for the leg kick, and as soon as that, he's there.
Right.
Now, the defensive line beat the damn offensive line off the ball.
Right.
But him coming on that pressure, and then, again, that Superman throw by Josh Allen, for him to be able to get that ball off and give Kincaid a shot, because if he would have been able to stand the pocket and they had a back to pick up that blitzer, they let Kincaid go. Kincaid was going to hit his head on the damn goalpost. He was so damn open.
Right.
Josh steps in, throws it to him, touchdown.
Yeah, they just gambled that he would never have the time to do that, so it wouldn't matter. Exactly. And the gamble worked.
Yep.
I mean, again, like to bring that guy in that moment, you're right, for him to be so disciplined to not hint that he was coming.
Nothing.
And he times it perfect. You would never think that he was coming either. He's their best cover corner. Like, he's got a guy he's lined up across from. Like, he's not coming. And then to send him in that moment is so gutsy. Obviously, you trust him to be able to get home. The rest of the guys did, too. So there's three guys running at him free, basically. So Allen didn't have any time to do anything. Still makes a play.
Right.
While he's getting pile-drove into the turf.
Yes.
Still makes a the best throw you could make in a situation like that. It reminded me of the Pat Mahomes Super Bowl when they lost. I think it was to Tampa, and their offensive line was just decimated. Yeah. And he still was finding ways to make throws that hit guys in the hands. Mm-hmm. They were just dropping them. Remember that?
Yep.
Like Mahomes would be getting sacked, not sacked, but he'd get the ball. If he'd be getting hit and pile driven into the turf, and he's still getting balls away that were getting to the receivers and giving his team a chance to win. They ultimately didn't win that one, but yeah, man, it's pretty crazy to be in 5 Super Bowls out of 6. No one's ever done that before. 3 in a row. No one's ever won 3 in a row before. To make it back the third time after you've won 2 in a row is insane. Oh, like, it's all, you know, they're setting records that, you know, we're damn near 60 years into Super Bowls, and they're still setting these new records. They're one of the great teams we've ever seen. They're a dynasty, and they're still in the middle of it.
Yeah, so, man. Just him.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, got teammates. They can make plays.
Sure, he's got great teams and a great coach. But it's him.
It's him, man. Yeah, it's him. This dude's unbelievable.
He's him.
He's him.
As he famously said once.
He is. he really is, man.
You guys still have the Kermit the Frog doll at the house from the fantasy draft?
We have one of them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Lily was playing with hers yesterday. I was like, oh, that's kind of funny.
Put that in your pipe and smoke it, Raiders.
Well, then he tweeted the meme of Kermit drinking tea.
So love it.
Got him back.
Love it.
A little pettiness. Hey, shout out to Austin in Dowanaga. You're going to go see 9-inch Nails, courtesy of Andy and Ray.
Way to go, Austin.
Way to go, Austin. Thanks for listening. Way to time your phone call perfectly to be caller number 6. We'll give away tickets again tomorrow, and then tickets go on sale on Wednesday, January 29th at noon on LiveNation.com. So if you didn't win any tickets from us, you can still buy them. Go see the 9-inch Nails Peel It Back Tour 2025 on Tuesday, September 9th at Gas South Arena. Let's get into the big story of the day. Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain.
Pitches it out to Barkley, takes off to the outside, he's at the 50, he's at the 40, he's at the 30, he's going to go, 15, 10, 5, touchdown, Saquon Barkley, 60 yards on his opening touch.
First down play, Mahomes keeps it on an RPO at the 5, gets a lead block, he goes into the end zone near side, touchdown, Kansas City. Patrick Mahomes, a 16-yard run, his second rushing touchdown of the game.
That play was so well blocked. I mean, you run.
Was that the one where Kelsey was the lead blocker?
Yes, him and both tight ends were out there in space.
Really good.
How George used to do with Darnell and Brock and the quarterback. I mean, just spectacularly blocked. Could it have been on the spike? But that's okay.
Wasn't a great spike.
It wasn't a great spike, but hell.
Kim Nance had a great call. He said the worst throw he's made all day.
Yeah.
The spike. Only bad throw he's made all day.
Only bad throw he's made all day, but he was unbelievable yesterday. Kelsey only had one catch.
Mm-hmm.
It was one catch. Big catch.
Yeah, but it was a nice catch. First down.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Hop was in and out. I mean, yes, Schuster make a big play, everything like that, but they just make the right play at the right time. Like I said, every play to them is like, it's a championship play that everybody always are on the same page with it. The loop, I'll stop calling the play because everybody, I'd be hollering all the time because it's coming. It's coming. It's coming. It's coming. Like, there's two things out this year I hollered out all year long. Like, when George would play, here comes a damn quarterback run, which most of the time it was against them.
And they didn't stop
it. And the damn loop pass. When the Chiefs are going to run, that is their bread and butter play. All right. And so, you know, For Kansas City to get in there, and it don't matter where you play them at. It don't matter if it's Kansas City, if it's Buffalo, if it's Baltimore, hell, if it was in Cincinnati, don't matter. This dude's going to win. You can talk about getting home field advantage, but they're talking about them all year. This ain't the same Chiefs team. They're barely winning. They went 15-2.
They did. And really 15-1 because nobody played in the final.
They went 15-2.
Mm-hmm.
with all the stuff that people talking about them. What's wrong with the Chiefs? They can't blow anybody out because they weren't blowing anybody out. They did what they had to win.
Yeah, they're not that team anymore.
No.
They were that team like the first Super Bowl or the first couple of them.
Yeah.
They don't do that. They're not a dynamic offense like that like they used to be.
You don't got it.
They're a much more balanced.
They don't have a
team.
Dominant running game. Well, and they have a good running game.
They've had to reallocate some of the resources. I mean, Pat Mahomes makes a lot of money, not as much money as he could and will, but makes a lot of money. They opted not to pay the crazy wide receiver salaries that some teams pay, and they've drafted really well on defense.
Biggest thing.
It's crazy. You look at the way that go back and look at their last three or four drafts.
Their 22 class, what's the Super Bowl? What's it like being in the Super Bowl? I don't know. I've been here every year since I've been here.
Yeah. What's it like?
21 scene. 21.
Where do you watch the Super Bowl? What do you mean I go?
I go.
I play in it.
Yeah. This ain't no new thing to me. I know.
That's the other thing about it. That's why you can play on the razor's edge every single week, because a week three fourth quarter comeback against the Raiders is nothing when you've won the Super Bowl the last 2 years.
Nothing.
Everybody's pulse is at resting. They got resting heart rate all game long because they don't get overwhelmed by the moment. And again, it starts with Mahomes, and Andy Reid has a lot to do with it, and Travis Kelce, and Chris Jones.
And they're so disciplined.
Yep. They are.
They're disciplined.
Very good. They're very
especially
good.
Defense. Like, you got to beat them because they don't make mistakes. They know when to pass off route combinations. They know when it's supposed to be in the deep third. The touchdown that Matt Collins got, that was just a great damn
what
throw.
What a catch.
What
too.
A catch and what a throw.
For sure.
But he was, I mean,
McDuffie was all over.
Was in
well, they called a pass interference on him.
Yes. What a great throw. What a great catch. But yeah, I mean, if you're Buffalo and you're Sean McDermott and you're going back and I don't even know what the message was after the game last night. It's one of them things where it's like we tried, man. We did our best.
Yeah.
I hate the phrase "don't hold your head down." I hate that freaking phrase. But I mean, you got to figure it out. And the thing about it is, it starts now. Like you think, like there's no doubt about it. They probably today they go in. Get them late, probably go in and meeting, exit physical, clean out your locker, everything like that. Josh Allen going to think about this all offseason.
Of course.
This is going to be on his mind all offseason.
Because it's the way last year ended too.
And it's the same damn
And it's the way
dude.
The year before. The year before that, he gave his team the lead two times in a row. The last time was with 17 seconds left,
17
and they still
seconds.
Lost.
And you, that's what I'm saying.
They still lost.
Like, that's the part about this and that.
He has nightmares where Patrick Mahomes is just looking at him.
Yes. Like, I obviously, I was in the AFC East for all those years, so I got I love Buffalo Bills. I love the Bills Mafia. I think they're crazy as hell for jumping off the damn tables.
Right, but they're great.
But they're great freaking fans. And you're talking about four straight Super Bowl losses, and then this damn Patrick Mahomes. When you're back as good as you were when you went to those four Super Bowls, and this same damn dude. The same damn dude and the same damn team just will not let you get over the hump.
And the thing is, it's not like he's old.
He's not.
You know?
29.
It's not like he's going to age. I know. He's not even. It's outrageous.
Yes.
It's completely insane. The Eagles will be their opponent for the second time in 3 years. Again, that game was a classic. That Super Bowl a couple years ago was an absolute classic. Jalen Hurts, I think, had the best stats of any losing quarterback in the history of the Super Bowl.
Because he was amazing.
Played great that day.
He was amazing.
A lot has happened since then with the Eagles. I mean, again, last year wasn't any – the way it ended wasn't any good. Started off weird this year, kind of a roller coaster. Here they are back to the Super Bowl and with Saquon this time. Chiefs are a different team now, too. Different team offensively than they were, like we were just talking about. They just kind of do what it takes to win every single week. So a rematch of teams for sure and a lot of the same guys, but different styles,
Different styles, definitely. And when you look at what the Eagles bring, I mean, first of all, you got these 2 weeks to get your interior off the line, LB. Because when you talk about going against Chris Jones in there and Dickerson and their center is in there, it's going to be rough.
Yeah. Good luck.
It's going to be rough. So hopefully you'll get those dudes back. Saquon gets another week to rest. Jalen gets another week to rest. I think it's going to be a good game.
You can listen to it right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, by the way. We got your coverage. Pre-game's at 2, kickoff's at 6:30. That's a long-ass pre-game show.
What is it?
Pre-game starts at 2, kickoff's at 6:30.
Oh, yeah. I know Rich Eisen and them. I think they're doing it from 9 to kickoff.
Yeah, they start when the sun comes up.
9 to kickoff?
They're on all day.
Damn.
All right, we'll come back. This says we're going to talk college football. You want to do that? We can talk about that coordinator from Penn State who got all that money.
They said he can't come to the parade.
They kicked him out of the parade. Ohio State told him he can't come
to
the parade.
Come to the parade.
All right, you want all that money? Go enjoy it. You can't come to our parade. We'll talk about that coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Playing music we just got to listen to.
Yeah, man.
Just sit here and listen to it.
I'll tell you this about Stevie. And I have fun with Stevie. And people get mad at me. I just like what Stevie...
When, people get mad at you?
Yeah, because I like to post things where I think Stevie saw something.
Oh, yeah.
And the fact that he's like...
kind of blind.
I still die laughing. I tweeted out last week. I don't care. When Stevie was trying to give Mariah Carey that microphone, I lost it. Every time I see it, I just freaking laugh.
No, but that's an argument for him being blind, though.
I laugh every...
An argument for him being blind, obviously.
I laugh every single time. When he takes that microphone and walks over there, and she ain't there.
Mariah moved. How is he supposed to know?
I don't know.
She was moving fast.
Hopefully all your other senses are heightened.
I don't care, man. That's true. I'd laugh. And then the new one I just saw, when Eddie Murphy told him to watch this, and he said, okay.
Well, didn't Shaq say he rode the elevator with him and he clicked the right button or something
Shaq
like that?
Said that?
Well, they probably have Braille. You know?
I don't know. There actually is Braille on the elevator thing.
You ever try to Braille to a child? We were somewhere. It was Braille on stuff. And she was like, what are all those bumps? And I was like, well, it's like an alphabet for people that can't see.
Right.
It's, you know, if you're blind. And then she was like, wait, people are blind? So she didn't know that was a thing. So then you have to try. It's a whole wormhole with kids like that.
Yeah.
There was something I wanted to get, though. What was it? Oh, right. If your other senses are heightened, if you lose one of them, right?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe this is like a little table setter for an AMA.
Mm-hmm.
If you could your five senses, which is the one that you'd lose, and one of your sentence to be heightened, which one would you prefer to have heightened?
Oh, man. I can't lose my eyes, bro.
No, I don't want to be.
I can't lose my
eyes. I don't want to be blind.
I can't lose my eyes.
No.
Sense of smell, I'm cool with that.
I think that kind of ties with taste, though. And you love tasting stuff. It's one of the things I know about Randy.
But do I have to go with taste?
Interesting.
Do I need to taste to get full?
No.
Do I need to taste to get drunk?
No, you don't need to taste
it. I can't taste it. I'm facing bottles.
I know, but think about how much you enjoy the delicious first bite of a pork chop sandwich.
I understand that, and it's so great.
Not as much as you enjoy touch and see, though.
Yeah,
For sure.
I got to, like, kind of do without hearing. Yeah, I wouldn't have to listen to a lot of bull, you know what?
True.
Yeah.
Less people annoying you.
Yeah, but, like.
You couldn't do this.
Yeah, I could do this.
That's all right.
I could do this.
You could do this blind, probably.
I think you can do this deaf if you have a good translator.
Oh, you just be solo.
Yeah.
You just do a solo show.
Yeah. No, me and you. Like, you talk there.
Oh, and then you'd have, okay.
Yeah, I got the sign language.
You got, like, a guy that's always out there, Ryan Kemp, with the beard.
Yeah.
That man's got an elite beard.
Yes, he does. And you can just talk, and I can, but then the thing about it is that I'm reading your lips.
Okay.
Yeah. Make sure we look at each other. I can read your lips.
Okay.
There it is.
I don't know which one I'd give up, but if you could heighten my touch, I think that would really, you know, that would make some things intense.
Yeah, probably.
That'd be a lot of fun.
What's wrong
now, you can do that.
What's wrong with your touch now?
Nothing's wrong with
it.
But just imagine, you know, really being able to.
Like walking down the street would be an adventure.
Everything
like the
would
wind
be.
Blows.
But I think you can take drugs and they'll make it seem like that, you know, where everything, you're like touching fuzzy walls and feeling, you know. But that's not good, though. You're on drugs.
Right.
You can't just do that. You can't be on MDMA at work.
Yeah, I know you can't. But sometimes, like, you're home, and especially if you don't do it a lot. What you're talking about and heightens things like that.
Yeah.
It's a trip.
Yeah.
Friday night was so much fun.
Oh, yeah.
Friday night was a blast.
There you go. You heightened your senses.
Hell yeah.
And maybe dulled.
Friday night was a fun night.
All right. Think away from an AMA. Any question, any topic. We'll get the phone lines open, 404-726-0929. Any question, any topic. Couple different things to get to here as we took the air a little bit late today, so we haven't been able to touch on everything that we wanted to. Jim Knowles is leaving Ohio State. Now, he just won a national championship as their defensive coordinator.
Yeah.
He's not leaving to be a head coach somewhere and further his climb in the coaching ranks.
Yeah.
He's leaving to be the defensive coordinator
at Penn State.
Penn State.
Yeah.
Who they played this year.
Yes.
Huh.
Yeah.
Wonder why.
Well, they said that, you know, they tried to get a deal done before the championship game, try to get one done immediately after. No avail. He goes to Penn State. And Penn State, you think about with Penn State coming back, with him as their defensive coordinator, with them defensive studs they had, I know they lose them duel.
Yeah.
And he might be the number one overall pick.
He might be. Abdul Carter really might be the number one pick, unless a quarterback goes.
They're stacked, though. Penn State's stacked. They got the quarterback, the running backs coming back.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, losing the tight end is a big deal. But, I mean, Penn State has no excuses next year. They're going to be stacked. They bring this guy over. So,
well, and here's what this speaks to for me also is like, yeah, they're going to have a lot of players. They're kind of always going to have a lot of players. They won a couple playoff games, but they're real financially committed to making sure that the Final Four is not as good as it gets.
Right.
$3 million?
Yes.
Because that's what the report is.
Yes.
3 year, $3 million per to be the defensive coordinator. Mm-hmm. I remember when they made, Kirby or somebody made a coordinator, a $1 million coordinator not that long ago, and everyone was like, dang, $1 million for a coordinator.
Might have been Dan Lanning in the state.
Maybe it was. Yeah, I remember that. Because he was kind of rumored to be looking around before he went to Oregon the offseason before. I know Glenn Schumann's making like two something to be the DC. He might get a raise off this. This is the new like head coach raise, right? Like you're seeing what other DCs are getting. Well, you want to keep me around. But like, to go buy somebody's defensive coordinator like that,
which they did,
which is what they did, is, makes you happy if you're a Penn State fan.
Yeah, man.
Hard to compete if you're a school who doesn't pay your head coach that much. Because $3 million, honestly, you don't have to go that far down the rankings in college football to find head coaches that aren't making that much money.
I agree.
It's a different ballgame.
Yeah, it is. And that's just where it is right now. We're talking about college ball or anybody. I mean, anything as far as, you know, you want wanting to – you know, I just coordinated one of the best defenses in the, and we won a national title. Me coordinating defense, I wouldn't be surprised Chip Kelly asked a raise.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, I know there's these NFL rumors out there with him.
You think so?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
I don't know. And I think, you know, if anything, it's the rumor going to Houston and things like that. I thought Kubiak was going to Houston, but obviously he's going to Seattle to be the OC up there in Seattle. But you know, there's still, you know, opportunity, you know, if you look at, has Vegas got a guy yet?
No, not
Vegas
yet.
Vegas hasn't got a guy
not
yet.
I'm sure they're talking to. The guy from Houston that got let go.
Bobby Slowick.
Yeah, Slowick. I would imagine Pete Carroll called him immediately. As soon as he saw that on Twitter, he had to have called him because he needs his OC.
He does.
Right?
He does.
Got to do something. Yeah, Seattle went with Clint Kubiak. Got off to a nice start last year, and they scored, what?
90
points in two games, and then we'll just focus on that.
I know,
if we're Kubiak.
I know, like I said, this is in our NFL no huddle, but we had Auburn on. But what about that place down there? We're talking about the Saints. Like, they can't get a job away.
Right.
And nobody wants to work with Mickey Loomis. And I know that as he's on TV right now, Aaron Glenn, AG, his introductory press conference, he's a Jets new head coach. Mm-hmm. He was talking to the Saints, but he wanted to bring in another guy.
And the Jets let him.
The Saints are like, no, Mickey Loomis is going to be around. Mickey Loomis is damn near the owner. He runs, like, he's the general manager and all that stuff.
Yeah.
But he, like,
He's not a normal general manager.
He's like damn near an owner.
He can't really be fired. I mean, he's the guy that's going to step down when he's ready to step down.
And that's amazing that you get your ass out the way.
Right. Because that seems like, because, you know, again, Aaron Glenn was able to get what he wanted in New York, and he decides to go there. Historically bad situation, but maybe he can fix it, and he can fix it with his guy. Same thing in Jacksonville. Nobody wanted that job until they got Balky out of the way. They get Balky out of the way.
And they get the guy they wanted.
They get the guy they wanted, and so now he could sort of construct it how he wants it constructed.
Right.
The other thing about New Orleans is it was, and you know, they didn't have to sell it because Sean Payton was there for all those years. But now, I mean, all this kicking the can down the road stuff
is biting them in the ass.
Yeah,
it's biting them in the ass.
All the guys that they kicked the can down the road for, I understand why they did it all those years because they still had a shot. All those guys are all gone or old or whatever. Mm-hmm. So I don't know what the light at the end of the tunnel is.
Joe Brady said, "I'd rather stay here in Buffalo to go."
Yeah,
you know what I mean. So yeah. I don't know where the Saints go.
It's a tough situation.
It really, really is. And you're like, you're sitting there, you're the last one to go. Because if there's nothing against him personally, if they end up hiring Rizzi as the head coach, that's a bad sign.
That would
equate to, we know we're going to freaking stink this year. Mm-hmm. Let's stink with him.
Sure.
Get all that out of here and get rid of him.
That would be a hilarious press release to read, because that's not what they would say.
Yeah.
They'd be like, after an exhaustive search, we decided we actually already had what we needed in Coach Rizzi.
Right.
He held the team together great last year after we had to move on from like, you know, all the BS that they have to put out there when they do something like that. I'd like to read that one. I'd like to have a person who would put Loomis out there, right? Loomis would take the mic first before they introduced him. Just a spew of nonsense would come out of him. And the Cowboys made their hire as well. They hired
the hardest.
Hired Schottenheimer.
What did he say? The hardest decision ever to make, or the most pressure? Jerry said, Jerry, You ain't do nothing. Like, again, I want – I got it. Whenever you – like, say, for instance, you're going to, like, a shake joint or something, right? Going to a shake.
Okay,
right?
Sure.
And you got the bread. You to do with the bread in there, right? You want the baddest thing in there, right? You know, you want to bring the baddest thing. You want to bring the baddest thing in
there. No, not me.
You don't want the one that's standing over the corner eating chicken wings front to back.
That's the one I want.
You know, eating chicken wings front to back, having lipstick on. You know, you don't want.
I want the one that's surprised when I ask for a dance.
You want the one. You want the, you.
Nobody, me?
Nobody wanted Brian Schottenheimer.
I want the one that's never been an offensive coordinator for an offense that's been in the top half of the NFL.
When has any of his offenses been good?
Never.
Where he called the plays.
Never.
Because Mike McCarthy called the plays.
No, there was an amazing graphic on Twitter.
What the hell?
That broke down his resume as an offensive coordinator.
Yeah.
They were like, yeah, let's go stop by stop and talk about what it was like. It was like, well, this was how bad they were here. Then he went to college and he got Mark Richt fired, basically. Then he had Drew Brees for 3 years. It was the only 3 years where Drew Brees wasn't amazing. He had this, that. It was just all this bad stuff.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, whenever you want to change a culture, like, say, for instance, Dallas, you go outside and come in.
Yeah, but Jerry doesn't want to.
Jerry loves them being under. Because this is how the player is going to look at it. Like, Shotty, you were here when we did all this. You think I'm going to stop talking to you like we boys because you're the head coach now?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I would say, blank you, Shotty. You know, but you were the offensive coordinator in title only.
Right.
You know what I mean? Now you're the head coach. I'm not. I'm going to take that back.
In title only?
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, if he's a leader of men, like his father, late Marty Schottenheimer, he was a hell of a leader of men. They just couldn't win playoffs.
Sure.
What the hell has he done?
Again, nothing.
Nothing.
He's done nothing. Yeah.
Like, that's
he's just been around for a long time.
Yeah,
I read that his first interview for a head coaching vacancy was in 1996.
When the hell was that?
I don't know. I don't know what it was. I don't know what job it was, whatever. But he interviewed. That's how long he's been around and sort of in the mix.
Whatever, man.
To get your first job as a head coach 30 years after that? Doesn't make any sense.
It does not.
It doesn't compute. Yeah, I mean, you know, but we know what they did and why they did it.
Oh, yeah.
That's not surprising.
Jerry still gets to be the mouthpiece.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
And if I paid all that money, if my team was worth all that money, I'd probably do the same
thing. Oh, yeah. I'd be a horrible owner/general manager. Who cares? Team's worth $10 billion anyway, and everybody always talks about me because we've got stars on the sides of our helmets. I can do whatever I want. You can take pictures of me with co-eds. I could go on radio shows and say whatever I want.
Miss Jones ain't going nowhere.
No.
She's got it made.
Thick and thin.
Thick and thin.
She's been around.
Better or worse.
Exactly right.
Oily or not.
Liver spots or whatever the opposite of that is. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to an AMA. Any question, any topic. Phone lines are open. 404-726-0929. Load them up. Ask us anything. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
The Game.
Brought to you by Right From The Heart, rightfromtheheart.org. Final hour of the show brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. Plenty of phone lines available if you guys want to jump on and get an AMA question in here in just a minute. 404-726-0929. Any question, any topic. We'll start with Derek in Doraville. Hey, Derek.
This question is for Randy. I'm not a football player, but I watch the game a lot. That last play that Josh Allen had when I think his name was Shakur was in the flat. Could he have made that throw to extend the game, or was it just too much for him?
What? Oh, you're talking about...
He's talking about that play that we were just...
The play that I was... We were clowning the guy who called the orbit.
You got to throw it to the orbit motion.
Okay, you probably saw that clip. Yeah, I mean, okay, the option is there. Look what was going on. The line, the guys came unabated to him. He couldn't get back there. He had to retreat and throw the ball down the field. So
yeah,
if it was a clean pocket because they ran the play early in the game, yeah, throw it to him. But it wasn't. The guys, they broke free, basically. Right. So he could make that throw.
They were also coming from the right side,
he's looking at them coming at him.
He doesn't see what's going on over there.
So he has a flush out. But
yeah,
no,
exactly.
No, he couldn't have made that play in that time. No.
Yeah, I think one of the things you got to be real careful of
Please do.
And this isn't even an example of that we were talking about, but people will take these still shots of plays.
Yes.
As if every player isn't moving 20 miles an hour.
Yes.
And is huge. And you know what I mean? Like, everyone's just moving so fast. It's not reality.
No.
Like, in reality, everything's moving at warp speed,
yes.
and he's just trying yes. to make the smartest decision he can make.
Yeah.
So now he couldn't see the guy. I mean, I'm sure he wishes he could have seen him.
He wishes he could have seen him because that was a big damn play. He wished he could have
kept
saw
the game
Kincaid.
Would have kept the
but
game going.
But there was no – when they came unimpeded?
Unabated?
Or
unimpeded, both?
Unimpeded. Yeah. They came – I mean, it was in his face as soon as he got the snap, and he had to flush it. Flush to his right. And they couldn't – he could have made that throw.
No, unfortunately.
Yeah.
404-726-0929 if you want to jump on hold and ask us an AMA question, any topic. Brandon is incoming. Hey, Brandon.
Hey, fellas. You know, the news about Miguel Almirón coming back, you know, has got everybody excited. So my question is, if you could bring back any player to an Atlanta team in their prime from any time period, who would it be?
Wow.
In their prime. I should bring John Abraham back.
That'd be good.
Yeah, Johnny,
that's kind of my mind went there too. I was like, all right, who's the greatest pass rusher in the history?
Johnny, bring Abe back.
Prime Abe would be perfect.
Prime Abe be perfect for this team.
Love that.
Yes.
Deion. Yeah, Prime Deion. Prime Time.
Yeah.
Prime Time would be pretty good. Who would you throw on the Hawks? Throw on this Hawks team.
Dominique
team?
In his prime?
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Yeah, Dominique.
That'd be really fun.
What about the Braves?
So many lobs from Trey.
What about the Braves?
Oh God.
All the pitchers.
Prime Maddox.
Yeah.
Is he the best? Who do you consider to be the best one? Because you too. Anybody, like, all you guys. You guys are all Braves fans for a really long time. We all are. But I always, Maddox is my go-to. I think of Greg Maddox as the best one.
The best pitcher in Braves history?
Just of those guys, of that era.
Oh, those guys.
I mean, I don't know. What's Warren Spahn the best? But
of course, Cy Youngs. Can't really argue that.
He was my favorite of the triplets.
I really loved Smoltz, and then when he went into the bullpen,
yeah.
I loved everything about him being a closer. Then he came back, but yeah, I think Maddox has.
I think Maddox. Right?
Yeah. Okay, all right. So yeah,
there's a slim margin there. Like, look, we're not trying to say he was much better than
No, no, no. They're all in the Hall of Fame, first ballot, deservedly. Exactly. They're all incredible.
I'm doing so much. Bring back Prime Algie.
Prime Algie Crumpler.
Yeah, Prime Crump.
That'd be fun.
Yeah, man.
Sure.
Yeah.
Can you get Tony Gonzalez in his prime, even though he wasn't in his prime when he was here?
Why not?
Sure.
We're making the rules.
Prime Tony G.
Yeah, man.
Him and Pitts together. Maybe he could trade Pitts at that point.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, there's a lot of fun options. But it will be fun. I mean, it's not official, but if Almirón does come back, God, that'd be fun.
It'd be awesome.
That'd be really cool. Mikey is in Tucker. Hey, Mikey.
Hey, how you doing, guys? Good. Great show, of course. This is for Randy. Randy, I wanted to know, you played on a couple of different teams. Did you have teammates that were into the groupie scene, and did they ever have kids in different cities because of that lifestyle?
Hey, Mike.
It's not like, and I think a lot of people, it's not like the NBA. It's not. They're not sitting down at the bar and stuff.
They're not sneaking into your hotel room.
And stuff like that. So, no, it's a big, it's a different. I'm not saying that, you know, dudes didn't maybe fly something to them or something like that. But, like, as far as, like, when you get to the hotel on the road, it ain't really like that.
Like, certain guys, maybe? Certain guys that have them?
What? Like, groupies?
Yeah.
Like, they would fly them in. But if you're thinking, like, they're just sitting there waiting like that, or maybe you might know a chick, you might be in Detroit. You might know a chick in Detroit.
Who doesn't know a chick?
Like, when we come to Atlanta, okay, come on now. I mean, so yeah, if that's what you mean, but if you mean like when you get to the hotel and there's just like the lobby's full of women, no, it's not, it doesn't really happen.
Okay.
No.
All right. Rich is in Alpharetta. Hey, Rich.
What's going on, guys? How y'all doing?
Good.
So before I ask my question, my little cousin called me this morning. I'm a big Kansas City Chiefs fan.
Okay.
So he called me mad, pissed off, like, man, I can't wait for my Eagles to win. I'm like, bro, last week your team was the Bills. then it was the Vikings. Then it was whoever the Chiefs played, that's who your team is. I'm like, I never seen a generation of losers so bad in my life. Like, how can you be mad and hate on somebody that's winning? Granted, it's not your team.
Yeah, I agree.
But if somebody's winning, enjoy it because it doesn't come around that often. Like, with Mahomes, you can't just beat him by a touchdown. He's, what, 19-0 or 19-2, trailing by single digits or less? Like, it doesn't make any sense. Like, if you want to beat him, you have to beat him by 40-20. But a one-point game or three-point game, you're going to lose. Why? Because you're going to look over on the other side of the field, see 15 chilling, cool as a cucumber, and you're going to be nervous because he's been there before.
Mm-hmm.
But my question is, out of the four that represents this whole four-headed horseman type of thing we got going on, who do you think is going to be the next one up? Because I think if you want the ring nowadays, You have to go through those four, and those three have to go through him.
Right.
You're talking about Burrow, Lamar.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Josh Allen and
God.
Who's the next one up?
I don't know.
None.
No, Mahomes. I really don't know. I mean, Lamar, because of the structure and everything of the organization of Baltimore.
That's good.
All right.
That's good.
Derrick Henry, I think they're going to extend Derrick Henry. It's crazy. The only thing about Cincinnati is still Cincinnati. You just don't know.
Right.
You just don't know.
No, that's
like they might mess around and let Ja'Marr Chase leave.
His team has gotten worse year over year because it's a bad organization.
Yeah, they might let Ja'Marr Chase leave. And then Josh Allen.
They're all the same age.
Yeah, and Josh Allen, I mean, he's good. Josh Allen is a Super Bowl caliber quarterback. They all are. But it's just this guy.
Yeah, because again, Allen, Burrow, and Lamar are all 28.
Yeah.
Patrick Mahomes is 29.
Yes.
Like, he's not going anywhere.
They're all right there.
Not going anywhere. They're all the same age. Like, it's not like if he was like 37, who's next up? That's a good question.
Right.
They're all going to be around. And again, the Chiefs have done a really good job of retooling the roster differently than it was when they were winning. But you have him, so
just
you can.
Yeah, him.
Yeah, no, I don't know. Now, I was thinking about the first question that he asked, just about like the reaction to what the Chiefs are doing. And just when teams are good in general, being so negative and angry now more than maybe it ever has been, I think there's a lot of reasons for it. I think that sports media in general right now just kind of wants people to be like that.
Yes.
Like the negative is always the, you know,
the selling.
That's always the reaction. It sells. People like it more.
Yeah.
The idea that yesterday was a conspiracy is a lot more fun for people to talk about than what you've done today, which is actually talk about the plays that were run and breaking them down with some knowledge. It's harder to do that.
Mm-hmm.
It's easier to just yell about a conspiracy. So people do that, and they get their clicks and all that kind of stuff. I don't know, man. I think gambling has something to do with it, too. I just think so many more people gamble on sports now than they used to.
Right.
So, like, when Josh Allen or whatever, Patrick Mahomes, I guess technically, if you bet on the Bills, cost you money, you hate him. Like, you're mad at him.
Now,
you didn't have to gamble.
You didn't have to gamble.
Or you could have bet on him, which would have been pretty smart. But I just think that's part of it.
Like,
I think that's part of it.
You think the Bills fans are going to donate to Patrick Mahomes charity?
They're going to donate to Dalton Kincaid's charity.
You think they're going to donate to one of the Chiefs' charity?
Yeah, whose charity gets money this time?
Yeah.
No one.
Nobody.
Because you beat us. We're going to keep our money. Ross is in Milan, Italy?
Yes, sir. This is Ross from Milan, Georgia.
Oh, Milan.
Randy McMichael's Milan. Neck of the woods.
Milan.
Yes, sir.
Milan. All right.
Hey, I'm not going to lie to y'all. I thought I was calling in to win a prize. I'm listening on the app, but it's all good. I have a two-parter for y'all question.
All right.
The first part is for Randy. I know you was a megastar for all them years, so all these years later, is it weird to still get recognized randomly in public? And the second part is, Andy, now that you're somewhat famous being a radio guy and just being an all-star, Is it weird if people come up to you and say, hey, man, can you sign this for me? Like, is that weird for you?
Thank you, Ross.
No.
I love it.
No.
It doesn't happen very often, but like we were at the works on Saturday, my mom's birthday. Happy birthday, belated mom,
hey,
by the way.
Happy birthday, Mom.
Had a nice celebration over the weekend. We went over to the works and got some dinner and drinks and stuff like that, and I was at the bar grabbing a beer, and a guy was like, hey, you're from... It's like, I love the show. I love it. Every single time.
Right.
Every single time feels like the first time.
Yep. Did they ask for Randy?
Sometimes. He didn't. Yeah. He didn't.
Okay.
But a lot of times, where's Randy at? Home, probably. I don't know. We hang out sometimes. Not always.
But
I do love occasionally when that does happen. I'm like, actually, Randy's right over there.
Right.
Because sometimes he will be there.
Yeah.
You know?
But it's still flattering. It's still flattering.
It's the best thing ever. Yeah. Like, it's so cool. The fact that people would like our radio show so much, they would want to approach us in public and tell us about it. Is just so cool.
Oh.
So thank you when you do that. Desiree is in Decatur.
Hey, guys. I just have a quick question for you. And this is for anyone that has a daughter. What advice would you give your daughter when she is going out to the store and she is being followed all the way throughout the store and to her car by a man? What advice would you give your daughter is how to handle that situation?
Well,
thanks, Desiree.
My baby girl has a... mace thing.
Mm. Good.
So, yeah, light them up. Mm-hmm. You know, that's, you know, I mean, that's all I can tell her. You know, because especially, I think that's the hardest thing for me, would be for me, if something happens and I'm not there. You know, knowing that, you know, she's, like she said, I'm going to the store, but I will blame myself because I should have been there. And that's how you should feel as a father. I will blame myself, my dear, knowing damn well I couldn't have done anything.
Right, that you would never have been there.
Yeah,
but of course,
exactly.
You would feel that way.
Yeah.
I would also just say, and again, my daughter's too young for that yet, but this is what I'll tell her. Trust your instinct. Like, yeah. If you feel, like, worried, like, if you feel like somebody's following you and you feel afraid of it, then you're probably right about it, and say something to somebody. You know, if you're at a store, there's oftentimes a police officer there, or whatever. Yeah. If you want to call, whatever, but like, or call me, or something like that. Yeah. But like, if you're in a situation like that, and you're like, I think this guy's creeping on me, mm-hmm. trust yourself.
Yeah.
Because the worst thing you can do is be like, oh, probably not, and then you walk out into like a dark, quiet parking yes. lot, and he was creeping on you, mm-hmm. and then he, you know, he can whatever. But yeah, just trust that gut instinct, too. I would say. Dang.
Doug Marrone. Well, you know, I love me some Dougie. Is going to be on the Patriots staff.
Okay.
Good for him. He's, you know.
They added somebody, Thomas Brown.
And now Doug Marrone, who, like I said, love Doug.
Putting together a nice little coaching staff.
Probably one of the best offensive line coaches ever.
Great.
This dude is awesome with the offensive line. And he's going to be, like, basically his assistant head coach.
Great.
Yeah. So, yeah, I like
it's
that.
A good right. staff coming
together. They're intriguing,
bro. Yeah, they are.
They're intriguing.
Josh is in Suwannee. Final question.
Hey guys, love the show. I have a quick question for Bo. About a month ago, they released the trailer for the new Superman movie. The Green Lantern has the Oakland Raiders haircut. They brought in Crypto the dog, and Superman has his red pants back. I'd like to know Bo's opinion on the new Superman movie coming out.
All right, Josh, thank you, Josh.
I'll be there to see it probably the night that it comes out. I don't know what to think about bringing Crypto into a live action movie. That's the biggest question that I have about all that.
I don't know what that means.
Crypto the Superdog is from the Crypto the Superdog cartoon. They're literally bringing in a dog in a live-action movie that has Superman's powers, basically. That's what Crypto is.
I did not know that.
He was a regular dog on Krypton. Now on Earth, he has super dog-like powers. They've only showed him.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so we'll see.
I like the movie Air Bud. Remember when the dog scored all those baskets?
Crypto can do all that.
I thought Air Bud sucked.
Yeah, I know. It was terrible. The movie's awful.
And then the Green Lantern that they showed in the trailer is a completely different Green Lantern than most people are used to seeing.
The Disney movie
Bolt. He does have a bowl haircut, too.
Bolt was a cartoon, but that was a pretty good one. He wasn't actually super, but he thought he was. It turned out he was super.
That was up there with Bow Wow Like Mike.
Yeah, there was a bad run of sports movies in the 90s, movies, man. Bad run of sports movies. All right, let's get takeaways of the day.
Like. As our show heads into the final stretch, it's time for the takeaway of the day.
Remember the one with Marlon Wayne? Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. The sixth man?
Yes.
He was a ghost basketball player?
Washington?
It was at Washington.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
And he helped Washington win the national championship because he was a ghost that cheated.
Yes.
Kadeem Hardison was dunking from half court. And nobody ever was like, this is fine.
No problem. I think, you know, we've talked about Jalen Hurts as a philosopher. I like this one. Eliminate each other's blind spots.
That's great. I love that from Jeff Olbrich. Yes. Check out the interview. King crab legs are spiky.
Damn right they are.
Papa Joe definitely gave up ass whoopings like he was from Gary, Indiana.
Yep.
And you heard it right here today. The recipe for the secret sauce. The ability to create multiplicity.
Gotta do it.
Boom.
Randy loves tasting stuff.
Who doesn't?
Who
doesn't? All right. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning at 11, hopefully. Dukes and Bell coming up next. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.